What does hope look like to you? That's a question the city of Appleton is asking as part of a contest looking for photos that will appear on the Houdini Welcome Plaza Tower. Karen Harkness is Director of Community and Economic Development for the city of Appleton. Karen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, before we get into the contest, tell us about the Houdini Plaza and this Welcome Tower. Set the stage for us here.
I'd love to. So the Houdini Tower is part of our Houdini Plaza, which was recreated in 2013 and 2014. It really acts as our city's front porch. It's located right in our central business district. And in pre-pandemic times, it's hustling and bustling with events every weekend and several nights of the week.
And have you been featuring local artists and photographers there for a while now?
We have been featuring local artists and photographers since the redevelopment of the plaza in 2013 and 2014. Our very first exhibit was a tribute to Harry Houdini, as is the entire plaza itself. A lot of allegoric meaning throughout the plaza. For instance, the diagonal walking trail that runs directly through the middle of the plaza is a chain link out of the bricks. And that's to commemorate his famous chain tricks that he did. He would be able to get out of any handcuffs and any chains. And although Harry Houdini claimed to have been born in April 1874 in Appleton, he actually was born in Budapest, Hungary. But Harry Houdini always claimed Appleton as his hometown.
And he grew up there, to be fair, right?
He did grow up here, yes.
Now, you've got this contest now looking for local photographs. What was the inspiration here?
So the inspiration was twofold. The inspiration was trying to find images of hope during a very trying year for many people. The pandemic has impacted people with their jobs, with deaths or sickness of loved ones. We are very acutely aware of the shadow pandemic, or the higher use of alcohol and drugs, increase in suicide. And we really, really felt like images of hope depicting areas, pictures taken in and around Appleton that represented hope in this uncertain times was important. Also, Appleton Downtown Incorporated, in partnership with some other businesses, placed 4-foot letters creating the word hope, H-O-P-E, along the side of the Houdini Tower, Welcome Tower. So the two kind of go hand in hand, Rob.
And now, how many winning photos are we going to end up with here at the tower?
So we will be selecting 12 winning photographs. There are 12 display boxes in the tower. Three on each of the 4 sides. They're backlit inside, Rob. So at night, the colors just really pop. They're beautiful images, whether you're able to see them in the daytime or in the evening. So 12 winning photographs will be displayed in the Houdini Plaza Welcome Tower for a minimum of 6 months. And the Appleton Arts Committee, which is made up of 5 community members, will actually do that choice. They'll pick who those 12 winners are, and the winners will each win a $100 prize and a $25 downtown Appleton gift card. Each contestant can submit up to 3 photographs that can be qualified for the selection. And as of this afternoon, Rob, we had 29 images that had already been given to us.
And what's the deadline for local people who want to get into the contest?
Submissions are due by December 18th.
Okay, so they should get on that. Now, when you imagine the people participating, are you thinking, you know, these are the local professional photographers? Or are you hoping that, hey, anybody gets in and gives it a try?
That's a great question too, Rob. We want to open it up to any Appleton resident, regardless of their age or their skill level. And, you know, hope means something different to everyone. So we don't have a preconceived idea of what those photographs and images can look like. So we are really excited to see what we get from the community.
And is, you know, it might be a while after this before we can congregate at the tower and see these in person. There's going to be an online display for all of these that we can all check out.
There absolutely will be, Rob. We will be posting those on our page. We'll be putting them out on Facebook. And to your point, whether you're able to see them in person by driving by or walking with social distancing and masking throughout the plaza, we want everybody to be able to see these community images and take a look at those photographs and relate those back to your own images of hope during this trying time.
And as we wrap up, Karen, could you just talk a little bit about the value of having, you know, art like this up in public, getting the community involved in creating a positive time for the community?
Oh, my gosh, Rob, I could go on and on about that. You know, art brings our community together. Art speaks to us individually. We all see our own story as we look at that particular photograph. It sparks conversation. It enlivens our community. It drives people to those restaurants, those retail establishments that are located nearby, or even right now just to get outside and breathe some fresh air, see a different perspective than your home. It's so important.
Karen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Karen Harkness is Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Appleton. We talked to her today about a photo contest there where the city is looking for images that represent hope to feature on their Houdini Plaza Welcome Tower. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about family.
The connection between a grandmother and her granddaughter is special, especially when it's bound by braids. Writer Araceli Esparza tells us more about it in the story Braided Life or Vida de Trenzas.
Everyone, everywhere, wears their hair differently, but not me. My braids, I wear them every day because I like it that way. I wear a braid like mi mama, and she wears her braid like her mama, my grandmother. Braids are familia, but some days with all of its twists and turns, I wish to lose or cut it short. Monday, lunes. Mama, why do we wear braids? Quetzali asks. Braids are who we are, mija. I wear braids. Abuelita wears braids. Braids are like family. We are family every day. I don't want to wear my braids anymore. I want to be like everyone else with short or curly hair and be me. Tuesday, martes. At school, I see wavy hair, corn-rolled hair, twisted hair, and even colored hair. I want to snap my trenzas away, but when I touch them, they remind me what Mama said, and I walk on. Wednesday, miércoles. In front of a mirror, I comb my hair up. Maybe like this. I tease it sideways, or like this, to make new hair and a new me. Thursday, jueves. Abuelita, when I go to the tienda, there's short, spiky, and long hair, but my trenzas are woven. At the dress shop, I see round, soft, fluffy hair, but my braids are pulled tight. At the fix-it store, I see slick and shiny hair, but my braids hang down. You're right, Quetzali. Everyone wears their hair differently, says Abuelita. Friday, viernes. Our hair connects us to where we work, who we are, and where we come from, Abuelita tells me on the way to the park. I run, but my braids make me slow to chase or too big to go under, and after a while, my braids are like two matted fighting cats. Saturday, sábado. Abuelita, the kids at school yanked on my trenzas, and sometimes my braids get in the way of having fun. Gently, she sits me up on the chair and begins to part my hair. I understand, Quetzali. Sometimes when people see trenzas, they wish to have one, and because they don't have one, they feel that teasing is the only way. Abuelita, if I cut my hair, will I still be familia? Ay, Quetzali, familia is familia, always. Remember, if you do cut your hair, it will grow back. Sunday, Domingo. Sitting in the salon with pinned up hair, ready for my haircut, I see me without my long, strong hair, and I see me, lonely and plain. With a twirl, I stop her scissor hands, and I make my braids like propellers, and with a whoosh, I'm in the air. Zoom, zoom, between backyards and from playgrounds and rooftops, I see all these people with shiny, brown, braided hair like me, looking royal and proud. My braids, I wear them every day because I like it that way.
Y mientras dejo tu trenza, imagino cuando crezcas.
Araceli Esparza is a writer based in Madison and host of the podcast Midwest Mujeres. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast feed and find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.